This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
This is a chilling example of an American hospital playing God with a young man's life. Just 2 weeks after Joel Zuniga suffered a gunshot wound to the head, the hospital decided to take him off the ventilator against the family's wishes. Their pastor, a former EMT and paramedic, had the family request no heavy dose of narcotic when removing the vent so it wouldn't suppress his breathing. The hospital begrudgingly agreed. Joel began to breathe on his own, was awake, and responding to family members. Next, the hospital strongly resisted giving Joel fluids via an IV, but finally went along with the family's wishes. However, it doesn't want to feed him due to his projected quality of life. This chilling situation isn't in another country. It's happening in America.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.